Hello?
Yeah, hi, Ron?
Hi, is this Jesse?
Yeah, it's Jesse.
Okay, yeah, my fiance is here now, so we are ready for you to explain it to her what's going on.
Okay, perfect. So, and I'm sorry, what is your fiance's name?
Amanda.
Amanda, okay. Hi, Amanda, yeah. I'm Jesse. How are you doing?
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
I'm great, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. So, I'm glad to hear that. Yes. So, did Ron tell you anything, or do you know at all why I'm calling?
He basically said that, what I remember, and forgive me for this, he said that get rid of Angie that we're paying $400 for, and if we go with Google, that you guys would be able to put our business name up at the top of a search if we just type in, someone just types in the general, like, hauling or garbage remover or something like that you would be able to help us with that.
Correct. So it sounds like you got a pretty good rundown of what it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that is essentially what we're doing. Now, Amanda, also, we list you for up to 15 keyword phrases. Just as long as they're services that you're offering. So, I mean, you know, the more we can get you your name out there, it's always going to be the best thing for you. And, I mean, in your area alone, just for junk removal, just for that one keyword search term, there was actually over 1,000 searches in the last 30 days. So
yeah.
Imagine with 15 of those, you're definitely going to be getting some pretty good business. So Now, we also will get you sponsored Facebook ads. It does come with a fully customized, a fully customized website. We get you a brand awareness there for content creation, like on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing's first page, and then we do include a fully customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, and I did mention to him, the price too was $299 with a $99 setup fee, but he had mentioned to me that it was his birthday, so I asked my boss if I could go ahead and waive that setup fee, and he let me know that I could go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Can you, Jesse, can you explain to her the thing about Facebook and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I was out of the room.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so everything sounds good.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? You want to go ahead and give it a shot?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So just to kind of break it down a little bit for you both, Ron and Amanda, I will go ahead and just get some basics about the company. Anything I mention here is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. I'll set you up for an onboarding call. Now, the onboarding call, I can either do a little later today or tomorrow. That call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. Now, from 5 to 7 days, you guys are going to get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get you the Google Business Profile as well as getting your company there on mobile devices. We'll also go ahead in that 7 to 14 day mark, get you the website as well as the sponsored Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days on that map section, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So just to kind of break it all down for you, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, we made the decision we're going to cancel that $400 a month Angie ad. So I'm going to keep the one that's in place right now and just see how it goes for the next month or so. And I think you told me I'd probably be smart to do that anyway, just starting off.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then give you guys a shot.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm super excited to get you guys going with Google. I mean, I know it'll be like night and day to what you've been doing right now. I really just believe in the power of Google, right? You know, for any company, anywhere. So, now, just to, getting some basics about your company, I'm going to go ahead and set up your guys' Google Business Profile. So, now, Ron, is Ron short for something, or...
No, well, my name is Raul, but I just go by Ron.
Raul? Like R-A-U-L?
No, Ron. R-O-N.
Okay.
Ron.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you?
It'd be Ronald Taylor. It's all lowercase. Ronald Taylor, 416@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And then this is always going to be the best phone number for you, right?
Yes.
All right.
And I would like to add Amanda's number just as a backup number if we could do that.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to add Amanda as an authorized user to the account.
Okay. All right.
But you want calls to be directed to you, right?
Yeah, but if she has access, let's say I'm busy or I miss something or whatever, at least she can have access to, you know, view what's ever coming in.
Absolutely. Well, so actually, the great thing for that is we have something here that we can add to the account. It's called a call tracking number. And basically what that is, Ron, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls are directed to your personal line. And you can add more than one line to that. So if you want to add Amanda's line, let's say you're busy or in the middle of something, you can make it so the calls are directed to her line or vice versa.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
Okay, perfect. So we'll go ahead and add that then. Wonderful. So now, the best address for you, Ron, is that going to be the 916 Little Lane?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, so I have the Google Business Profile set up. Now, Ron, I'm just going to get some basics about the company. Anything I mention is going to be included. Again, it won't cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
They're going to be, like, between, let's say, 6 to 6, Monday through Friday. Weekends would be by appointment only.
Okay. And then you did mention you do have licensing and insurance. I remember you saying
yes,
that.
Yes, I have my LLC. I've got my Nevada license. I've got everything. I'm fully insured. Fully insured. A lot of money there.
Well, you know, and I mean, it's just that's one of those things with anything, right? With insurance, it's like when you need it, you're super grateful you have it.
Well, there's a lot of guys out there running around. They don't have an LLC. They don't have a business license. They don't, you know, they're running with minimal insurance. You know, and that's not the way I want to operate. I want to do it legal and do it right so that I stand out above the rest.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, I love that. You know, I'm all about doing things the correct way, and that speaks to your character, right? I mean, I feel like that shows that you have integrity. You know,
do this thing the right way, and I don't want, you know, I don't want to have any issues. You know, if something happens, I mean, I'm liable for what I do out there, and if I don't do the job correctly, or say if somebody catches wind, oh, this guy's like running, he's not even legal and whatever, that's just going to destroy my whole purpose here.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to do it legal.
Absolutely. No, I really do love that. Absolutely. Well, so, and then Ron, do you have a logo for the company or did you want us to create one?
Yes, I do. We do have a logo.
Okay.
It's basically, I kind of wanted to do a logo that would show my truck and my trailer so that if people look at it, they can go, okay, this is what the guy has, this is what he can offer, you know. I mean, I can't go out there and haul, you know, a trailer full of stuff that's not going to fit in the trailer type thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that one, I mean, I guess I have seen it, you know, in California, it doesn't look very safe.
I will haul anything I can haul legally as far as, you know, like not overloading the trailer and that type of stuff. Because, I mean, that trailer is brand new and I don't want to destroy it.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. Absolutely. Okay, so
the only other thing I would have which would show our logo would be like our business cards, and I do have flyers. I mean, it shows, you know, RNA hauling and shows all the information on the front of the card.
Okay. Well, so we would just also add the logo to the website that we create for you. So
yeah,
when you have your onboarding call,
if we wanted to download any pictures of like the truck or whatever, how would we do that?
So they'll walk you through exactly how to add pictures. They make it really easy for you to do it through the reporting dashboard that you're given. So, yeah, makes it pretty simple. But so here, I got all the information I need here, Ron. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and set up your onboarding call. It actually looks like the rest of the day is pretty booked. What time do you think might work best for you tomorrow?
We just discussed that probably in the afternoon. Man has to work till 1 o'clock, so anytime, say, after 2.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I can have you from 2 to 3 or from 3 to 4.
That's fine. 2 to 3.
2 to 3 works.
Perfect.
Okay. Wonderful. So now the whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. They will be calling you from an 877 number, so I just suggest that it's best to save that in your phone. So if you guys have a pen and paper and want to write it down.
Yeah, let me hang on just a second. Just a second here. Okay, yeah, let me get off. And what is your name is Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's a good number for you if I need to call you for anything?
Yeah, so so the number is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And then my extension is 2267. Always going to be the lead on your account. From this point forward, Ron, you will be working with your account management team, but I'm still here as a resource. If you need something, so whatever that might be.
Okay, yeah, because I'm sure I'm probably going to have questions, you know, walking into this thing. Because this is a whole learning process for me. I've never run my own business, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would say that's true for most contractors, you know. I would say most blue-collar workers aren't really much computer guys, you know. So that's where we come in.
I'm definitely not. I really struggle with it. I
Oh, you're not alone.
So bad that, well, there's times I want to take my phone and just throw it out in the middle of a little lane and let somebody run it over.
You know, I feel like that, and I know how to operate a phone, and I still feel like that. So.
Oh, it's crazy. My fiance is a school teacher, and she's well-educated, and even she struggles with all this stuff. We both do.
Yeah.
So it's I
know, and if she's a teacher, she can, like, Gen Alphas are just... You know, I don't know if she deals with that age range, but they're so crazy, technology.
6-year-olds are telling me how to fix things on their laptops that I can't fix.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard some crazy stories.
Doing COVID. I don't even want to go there with that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I have two nephews that are at one that's 8 now, and you know that age is just. Yeah, they really suffer.
That year for those kids, I taught third grade at that year, and I had one student. We were on a Zoom meeting, and he said, "Am I going to go stupid?" And I said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm not in school." And so now you're not going to turn dumb. No, poor thing. So I know, poor kids on that, but we bird walked again. So did you need anything else from us?
Yeah, so I almost have all the information I need here. So the last thing that I need from you guys, now, as far as billing goes, it's going to be the same address, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you guys going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Okay, that was funny you should ask. That was our next question. I'm still in the process of getting the account set up for Chase, and we are going to have to – I do want to get a credit card reader.
Okay. So if whatever card you put on.
We're going to pay with the Visa.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I was going to say, whatever card you guys put on file now, you can absolutely change that, too, at any point.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally got confused. I thought you were talking about something completely different. Okay, never mind. No worries.
I totally understand. You know, there's like a few conversations going on. So sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you. Okay, so yeah, I'm ready for that card number whenever you guys are.
Okay, yes, it's a Visa.
Okay.
Okay, the number is 4147.
Mm-hmm.
4100.
Mm-hmm.
1593.
Mm-hmm.
3028.
Mm-hmm. And then the expiration?
128.
Okay. And then the security code?
949.
Okay, perfect. So the last two things, I'm just going to do this real quickly. So I'm going to update and process the payment for the $299. I'm going to read to you guys what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
R&A Hauling Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ron Taylor, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Ron, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, part of what that means is I am going to send you over an email right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, if you could reply to that email before your client interview, it's just going to help in the process of setting up your Google business profile. So they're just going to ask for, like, pictures of, you know, like a work truck or, you know, your business license or, you know, if you have any type of, let's see here, so any type of business registration, stuff like that. So if you don't have everything there, just send them what you can. And again, that's just going to speed up the process in getting you your Google business profile up and running. So
I have everything I need. Whatever they ask for, I can provide it.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, so if you're able to get that done before your client interview, that just makes it so they can just, you know, set the ground running and getting everything set up, okay?
Okay, now is the client interview the one that's going to happen tomorrow? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, the onboarding call.
Okay, then I'll work on that this evening.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, so, Ron, and now as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to set up a security question.
Oh, and your name, what is the name? It's legal, or it's, I'm sorry, what is it?
Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Okay, local, I don't work. Local Splash?
No, Splash, like,
obviously,
like a splash of water.
Okay, I'm sorry, I mean, okay, and you're obviously here in Nevada.
No, so we're in California, like I mentioned.
You are?
We're in Fountain Valley, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you've been out to Orange County.
Good old
Fountain
Valley. I used to surf in Orange County all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like nobody in Orange County in Nevada has never not visited one or the other, right?
No, I surfed a lot down there, a lot of different places I used to surf down there.
Yeah, I've lived in California my whole life, and I've never been surfing. I really want to this summer, though. That's one of my goals for sure.
I'm still doing it, even at my age, I'm still doing it. So.
Oh, that's awesome. What an inspiration. That's really cool. I love that. Well, so just to finish this up, Ron, here. So now I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who might be calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was that?
Van, V-A-N-N.
Okay, perfect. Now, Ron, do you agree to be... be responsive will splash within a 24-hour period.
Okay, you cut off. What did you say?
Oh, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and then in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and just basically what that means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know so we know it's not in conflict with something we're already doing for you. Okay.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So now, Ron, now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of April 17th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 17th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement.
That will come off you. I'm sorry, that'll come off the account that she provided you?
Yes, correct. And like I said, you guys could change that account at any point if you need to. So
we probably will down the road within a month or two. We're still working on that. So, okay.
Okay. You may discontinue your agreement, Ron, at any point by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It is just to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So we're almost done. I just need one last thing from you. So I'm going to send you I know you've gotten a few text messages, so this one that's coming is a link on its own. Let me know when that comes through to you.
Okay. And if I lose, you call me back, because I'm still getting used to this new phone I have, and it's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
I had an iPhone for a long time, and now I have an Android, and it's like learning it all over again.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm going to... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, just want to make sure I didn't lose you here. Yeah. Okay, emails. I have eight emails here.
Yeah. I sent it to your phone in a text message.
Oh, you did? I thought you sent an email. Okay, let me go back here then. Okay, let's see. Toll-free call, is that local Splash?
Yeah, so the number it came from was an 877 number, yes. And then the link that I sent by itself, it just says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number.
Hang on a second. Okay, I've got your number and your phone number. Now, let's see. Is it the one that says localsplash.com terms?
Yes, that one. Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see here. Like I said, bear with me. I'm like really slow with this stuff.
Localsplash.com totally
terms. Okay, Local Splash Terms of Experience, is that what we're looking at?
Perfect. So this is everything that we discussed in writing, Ron. You can take your time, look this over. Everything included here is going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. Now, once you're done looking that over, if you scroll to the bottom, there's 2 white boxes. One says I agreed to receive SMS. The other one says I certified that I am the authorized holder of the card. If you press on those 2 boxes, it'll checkmark them and turn them blue. And then in the orange box below that, if you just type out your name and then press confirm signature, and when you're done with that, let me know.
Okay, hang on just a second. So I'm going to click on I agree to receive that SMS. okay, that's blue, and then I certify that, okay, and then, oh, okay, I see what you're, okay, click here and type my name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just type my full name like I normally do.
Well, I put it as Ronald Taylor, so that's what I put there.
Okay. Okay, and then below that it has today's date, and then I'm going to hit confirm signature.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And there we go, confirm signature. Now I'm going to put my username again, which is going to be...
Well, so the username and password, Ron, those, this is actually for your reporting dashboard for your customized tracking and reporting system. So the login credentials for that were actually texted to you. So it looks like the login...
Oh, okay, I saw that. Yeah, I saw it. It has my phone number, and it showed the phone number, and then it showed the password, and okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct, yeah. It looks like your password is best reviews. So right now you can log into that so you have access to your reporting dashboard, but they still need to customize it to your business. So, you know, of course, they're still going to add, like, the ads and, you know, the profile and all of that. So, but at least right now you have access to it.
Do I need to go ahead and put my username in here right now and then my password?
No, you don't have to right now. I mean, you can just check it out anytime before your client interview tomorrow. But I'll send you over a YouTube video here, Ron, of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can, you know, look at that and kind of see some of the features of it, okay?
Okay.
So now I want to just recap just a little bit. So now if you're going to look out for that phone call tomorrow between 2 and 3 with your onboarding call from the 877 number, if you could reply to that email or the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And then other than that, Ron, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all? Or?
No, I'm good just for now. I'm just going to wait for their call, and we'll just continue on from there and just hoping that this is going to help me get things going a little quicker than Angie's been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it'll definitely be night and day. You guys will really love this, for sure. Oh, and then just real quick, actually, before you go, I just need Amanda's phone number real quick.
Okay, her phone number is area code 702.
Mm-hmm.
It's 266-5915.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Do you want her email as well?
Yeah, I can put that here on file. What is that?
It's going to be AJ Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
AJ Crawford and
74
at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay, I got it put in here. All right. Well, I'm super excited for you guys, and just look out for that phone call tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Appreciate your time, and hopefully this will work for us.
Absolutely. I know you guys will love this program. All right, Ron. I hope both you and Amanda have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye, Ron.
Bye.